Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jason and I were talking about you can't have chickens in Springfield, Missouri, unless you have 20 acres. I think it's 20 acres. It might be 10. And they've got rules against that, you know, having chickens. I guess they wake up the GDP in the morning. And so I said the only place that you'd have that's big enough to have chickens in Springfield, Missouri would be Walmart. You know, the Walmart parking lot, maybe 10, 20 acres. And he asked me if they have chickens. And I said, yeah, but they're dead. And that's in the meat department. They cut them up and put them in plastic packages. Yeah. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Yeah. So, John, do you want to take the first, hour and talk about good news?
Good news? Do they make any of that anymore?
I don't think so. I can't find any good news. I really can't.
It's amazed me just how much information has come out since the last time we were together.
Yeah. I've got an off-topic question for you. How long did it take you to write your book? Because I'm working on the book, and I've got lots of notes, and it's a preparedness book, and I have this little tiny old camera. I keep it in my shirt pocket, and I take pictures of the farm and the equipment and things that I'm doing and the animals and the grass and I'm spreading the cow manure and parts of the tractor. And you know, yesterday I was working on some brakes. I took some pictures of brakes to show what brake linings are and what rust looks like when salt corrodes the bottom of a vehicle. And I took probably another 100 pictures. And I've been using these pictures to add content to the book. Not that I'm looking for content, just I keep finding more and more things that I think people would want to know about. And it's taken me a long time to get this book, you know, together. And so I've decided that the best thing to do would be to take my notes, read my notes into a microphone, like the one in the studio that I'm using right now, and use Dragon Naturally Speaking and have it make, you know, typed words out of my speech and then correct it later and then, you know, make sure that the pictures are in the right place and those kinds of things. But it's taking me a long time. And I'm thinking this. Go ahead.
That does help the progress along. When this started 10 years ago, it was early February. It was my first time speaking to a group there at the Springfield Library. And at the time, I thought I maybe had enough material for like a couple of hour video that I'd put that together and just promote that and I could get on with my life. And they have a 45-minute time span for a person to speak. And I ended up talking for an hour and a half. And the only reason we stopped in because the library was getting ready to close and the discussion continued off into the parking lot. And, you know, I thought I'd cut it down to fit in that time spot starting out. And then, like 3 weeks later, was the first time on USA Prepares. But that first talk made me realize that there was just too much information that I needed to write a book. So you can say that February of 2012 is when that decision was made. From there to actually getting the book officially published, that was November of 2013. So it takes a while to get things put together and edited. And then once you get all that done, serving as a publisher is a whole new set of skill sets that you have to learn and deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what we're trying to do is build a school. John, we haven't really talked about this, but I'm trying to put the band back together. And what I mean by that is the expo, but not in a government location, because all of the expo centers that I know of that are viable are these government-controlled, city-controlled, city-county-controlled, or county-controlled venues. And I don't want to spend the money, the thousands of dollars, the $10,000 it takes, you know, plus the $10,000 of advertising nonstop to make that work at that scale. So I'm thinking just a couple hundred people who are really serious, not people who are just thinking about it, preparedness, but people who are actually committed to being prepared. And I'm thinking maybe 200 at a time, build a facility right here on our farm, and then use our books that we're writing, the faculty, Gwyneth, Dr. Sheely, Rich Sheepin, you, Greg Lesher, you know, all of the, and me when I finally finish this, as faculty. And if distance is a problem, we could have some, you know, televideo, if you will, Skype type of presentations, but in person discussions with seminars that might be an hour or so from our experts like you and Dr. Sheely, and, you know, and in person if you want to be in person right here at the farm. So that's what we're thinking. And then have the classes, which are class materials on learning how to do all kinds of things. So, you know, I'd like you to consider thinking about participating in that if you'd like to. And it's probably going to take us a year to pull this off, because I'm actually looking at building infrastructure. I'm thinking that we can build a building for the classes. And then I'm thinking we could build a couple, maybe four or five cabins on the property. And I've already walked the property, and the family is on board with this. Before it was, privacy was really important, but now I'm thinking that I think we should do this. So we've identified an area on our farm that we can build these small cabins, have running water, electricity, and you know, those kinds of things. It wouldn't be four seasons, it might be three seasons, and spend a week with us, you know, for those who want the extra training, spend a week with us and learn about animal husbandry and how to buy a farm and what kind of equipment's necessary and what it really takes, and people can make the decision whether they're really up for it or not. And so that's what we're pursuing. I mean, and we're going to need some funding, and I'm not begging for money. I'm not, you know, from our class, but I think I may consider GoFundMe, not to support Vin Finelli or our family, but to build the school. That's what I'm thinking. What are your thoughts, John? Are you interested?
The thing is, we're almost to the point where we just need to run as fast as we can to get as much done as we can. I don't know how much time we have left to actually prepare.
I agree.
And then I've got the further issue. You know, we talked last time how I've spent 40,000 hours of my life researching all this information I've got, and if you only consider 1% of that really critical, important information, that's 400 hours. That's the equivalent of 10 40-hour weeks. How do I even begin to relate that information?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an answer.
Well, here are my thoughts on that. I've already written the book in my head. I've got the information. You've done the research. I've done the research. In my case, I have the book. I just have to get it from my head to paper. That's my issue. And in terms of the class, I think there are going to be some people who are going to want to get away and who are really serious about buying a farm. But the mistakes that they will make without the knowledge are so vast that they could sink trying to get out of Dodge. And pretty much everyone I've tried to help in the past went with advice from other people and made huge mistakes. Mistakes that are almost so great that you can't recover from them. It just tears me up. And I want to make sure that that doesn't happen to our class. I really want to make sure. Hey, John, have you seen people making huge mistakes in their lives in terms of trying to, well, in this case, get out of Dodge, buy a farm, those kinds of things? Have you met anyone who's tried to do it and has fallen flat on their face because they just didn't have the information or they relied on the wrong people for advice?
That would include me, too.
Okay.
When we escaped the place that we thought was going to be a good place to spend the rest of our lives, we got into a lease with option to purchase agreement for an Amish house. And, not having the right people, lacking information on so many things. We talked about, what I learned over the years. There's just so much to learn, especially just in raising food, raising chickens, raising cows, the whole butchering and it's hard enough in normal times when things go right. It's learning all the things of what to do when things don't go right. And we're looking sometime down the road, there's not going to be a supply chain. And think of all the problems you talked about now, people failing when a working supply chain was in place. Think about what's going to happen when there is no supply chain. Not the problems we've been having the last couple of years. I'm talking about no supply chain. So, if you're relying on a tractor, what do you do when you can't get replacement parts? And even if you stock up on some of those, you can't stock up on the rubber parts. So what do you do when you run out of tires and belts and hoses? Because if you try to stock those up, they'll dry rot. It's a tremendous, tremendous challenge to try to figure out how to get yourself in the best position for what's coming.
You're right. There's no question. And one of the things about the cabins, we have enough land to, if some people wanted to move here, they could. They literally could. But the plan is to use those cabins for staying for a week or so, and being 24/7 on the farm for a week to see what it's really like and what it entails. But as far as the tractors, you are absolutely positively right. We go to buy parts for equipment, even cars now, and they go, oh, geez, it's almost 20 years old. And you want parts for that? Really? It's so old. But when you buy it, they don't tell you that the life expectancy of the parts availability or the parts availability is going to be zero after 20 years or darn close to it. You are absolutely right on the money. When we come back, Captain John Reagan, we'll go right into class today. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com if you'd like to follow along.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just a quick comment. Captain John Reagan, you mentioned rubber products. You're absolutely right on the money. We're finding that rubber products, new in the box, have, I'm talking about brake parts for braking systems on vehicles, coming from China. They don't even survive the trip from China to the end customer here in the United States. I'm talking new in the box, wrapped up, defective when you open the box. Brake parts. No question about it. You are right on the money. And it's brought to us by our corrupt politicians who allow that these defective imports into our country that are potential killers of people on the road when the brakes fail. Captain John, back to you.
Well, one of the things that I'm working on is cutting expenses. And that means things like the financialstateoftheunion.com is going away. If anybody would like my Ezekiel 33, EZE33.org domain, need to contact me within the next couple of days. I'll let you have it, but after that it expires, and you know, typically the vultures grab it after that and want to charge more. So I'm going to move my posting to Substack, where that's where a lot of people find they still have freedom to speak, including Dr. Mercola, Dr. Malone. In fact, a number of the links that I have in my post are to references that are hosted on Substack. So my part of Substack is JohnTrek, J-O-H-N-T-R-E-K, .substack.com. And I really would appreciate you going over there and signing up for the email. It's free. And that's where I'm going to do my best to post the best of the best of the best information and analysis. I'm trying to put this together as a way for my grandkids to have maybe a chance of helping themselves in the future. I obviously can't even come close to relating all that I've learned over the last, let's just call it since 2009, 13 years. But, I turn 65 next month. There's no telling how long I'll be around. My oldest grandchild is 16. My youngest, I think, is now 3. They're pretty much too young to even understand a lot of the lessons that I'm trying to relate. But, like I say, it's free, and if you want to get the best of my writing, it's there. Speaking of writers, we lost a couple of good ones in February. Gary North, who I discovered in 99 talking about Y2K, and he's also the person that I learned about Austrian economics from. If it hadn't been for him, I don't know if I'd understand Austrian economics still, because the only economics you get in the university is pretty much is Keynesian economics, and that does a very poor job of explaining things. We also lost Bill Sardi, who his site was one of the ones I recommended on the first 10th anniversary show that we did. And so it's sad to lose those resources. That's one of the reasons why I gave so many. Bill Sardi's site is up, and there's a lot of good information. He's way ahead of the crowd on a lot of good health information. He wrote a book about iron overload, having too much ferritin back in 1999, which was well before I found out I even had a problem and understood it. He understands a lot of, explains a lot of vitamin deficiency, including B1. So when we get back, we'll get into the meat of the matter here.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and for the moment, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Isn't that right, John?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A judge in Honduras ruled last night that former President Juan Orlando Hernandez can be extradited to the United States to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez, who denies the charges, has been accused of electoral fraud and was named as a co-conspirator in a New York drug trafficking case last year. President Biden reiterated on Wednesday that the United States and its NATO allies are fully committed to providing Ukraine additional security assistance to fend off Russia's invasion.
He speaks for a people who have shown remarkable courage and strength in the face of brutal aggression. Courage and strength that's inspired not only Ukrainians, but the entire world.
The White House is reporting President Biden will talk by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. The two will discuss the Russian-Ukraine war, competition between China and the United States, and other topics. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Representative Andrew Clyde, the Republican from Georgia, told Newsmax on Wednesday that Russia has to see the strength of the world or it's just going to continue to roll forward.
You know, Ronald Reagan, back in his era, it was peace through strength. And that's what Russia has to see. And they have to see strength from the world or Russia is just going to continue to roll forward. And so, you know, there's an old Russian proverb that says, when you probe with a bayonet, if you find mush, you push. If you find steel, you withdraw. So Ukraine has to show Russia its steel, and the world has to show Russia its steel.
As the war in Ukraine rages on, roughly 10,500 Americans were polled in a Pew Research survey earlier this month. 35% of Americans favor U.S. military action in Ukraine, even if it risks nuclear conflict with Russia. Additionally, under half of the Americans approved of the Biden administration's response to the Russian invasion. Addressing Congress on Wednesday, Ukraine President Zelensky is asking President Biden to lead the world through peace.
I'm addressing the President Biden. You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, please continue. I know you have. I'm looking at the outline. Unbelievable. We're not going to get through it.
I'm shocked.
We've never been able to get through it. Yeah.
One of the saddest things I saw since last time, there was a poll done. And this is in that demographics section near the top there. Only 2% of parents of preteen school children have a biblical worldview. also when you get the Make America Great Again theme, we can't just go back to where we were. We have to go forward, and that path is not going to be a pretty one. I'll talk about various areas in a few minutes, but the godly roots of America have been pretty much pulled up, and you don't recover that quickly nor easily. And it's sad to see how successful the enemy has been in doing this. I've talked about it before on the show, how the Democrats have bankrupted the country both fiscally and morally, and that's going to be the topic of several of my upcoming posts on the Substack account. I wish there were an easy way of going back to the way things were. It's just we're too far down this road, and if we get a chance to talk about it, understanding how deep we are in the end game of the Great Reset. Moving on along, shortly after I was on the first time was the first anniversary of Fukushima. And I used to talk about that quite a bit. And one of the main sources we had was Yoichi Shimazu, a journalist, Japanese. And I forget at what point we were in the crisis that Japan made Fukushima a state secret, so not so much information came out after that, but Yoichi did his best in trying to keep up with that and warning people. He was just on with Renz talking about the 11th anniversary, and I want to read the first sentence of his last paragraph. At the start of 11 years after, my task of alerting a narcissistic society is done and over with, and now whatever little remains of my lifespan is being spent on catching up with reading classic literature and recalling the halcyon days of living in nature while trying to ignore the bizarre masochistic ideologies and crazed fanatic frantic lifestyles of these end days of total extinction. And I can certainly understand those feelings. The time, to me, the time for talking, the time for, like I say, even preparing is over. It's a time for executing things as quickly as you can. And Ukraine has, last time I was on with you, that was the morning that Russia had invaded, and the consequences that we have from there are simply amazing. In the Ukraine section, I put a link up for a YouTube video, The History of Europe Every Year, where you can watch the lines on the map change going back quite some time. And if you think that, lines on a map matter in the 20th or 21st century, they're always going to change, for better or worse. And I've got Yoichi's post on there. And then I was looking up what Matt Stein gave us on 400 Chernobyls. And apparently you can no longer find any of that on YouTube because they've censored so many of the good news outlets. There's a short version of his 400 Chernobyls on the Huffington Post, There's a longer version on the Survival blog. I put those links in there. It's amazing. You wonder if our leaders understand the ramifications of what they've done. And parts of this, there's no easy way out. Food is one of the big things. A significant percent of grain comes from Russia and Ukraine, and a lot of that for sure is not going to happen this year. Because of that, a lot of countries have already decided to stop exporting grain from their countries so that they have food at home. I expect when we see what's in the pipeline, as that dries up, we're going to see prices skyrocket and food shortages in all kinds of places. And, along with the food topic, you have fertilizer, the potash, the urea from natural gas. A lot of that comes from Russia and Ukraine. On top of that, there's a factory in Ukraine that provides most of the world's neon and 90% of that for the United States. And you think, well, what's the big deal about neon? Well, that's the grade neon that you need for the lasers to fabricate the silicon wafers. And without those, you don't have chips. And we know how bad things got those last couple of years when things were still relatively normal. Now, there's going to be a supply at the chip manufacturing plants. But once that runs out, if it gets to the point where they have to stop, and I just found out a couple of days ago that it takes 26 weeks to fabricate the wafers. That's not a quick amount of time. You're talking about 6 months of the year. If production stops, then you don't just pick up where you left off. You start over. So that 26-week clock resets. And ultimately, the bigger question in this whole Ukraine mess, we have to ask the question, is Putin a globalist or a nationalist? And that's a very, very important distinction. We know that Putin and Xi and even Trump have spoken at Davos, the World Economic Forum. If Putin is on board with the Great Reset agenda, then what we see going on in Ukraine is part of that plan, and it's another level of propaganda over what we're experiencing. From what I'm seeing, my thoughts are he's probably a nationalist, the same as Z. They are not great guys. We know what's going on in China with social credit scores, the control of the people, but they don't want to have the one world government. They want control of their part of it. I'm seeing, we have Schwab on the World Economic Forum website supporting Ukraine. We have Soros talking about how Russia and China are a threat to world civilization. So I'm kind of hoping that as bad as things are with Ukraine, that this is a real way of standing up to the Great Reset agenda, even more so than the truckers in Canada, because you saw how the government worked on swatting them down. There's going to be ramifications for that for years. But the president of Ukraine, the Prime Minister of Canada and half his cabinet are all graduates of Schwab's Academy. So they are well-placed in these countries. Mayor Pete, who's now high up in the Biden administration, these people are all on board for the agenda. And if we don't stand up for that now, it's going to get very, very ugly. And regardless of how successful we are in that, this next decade is going to be unlike anything we've experienced in our lifetimes. We can only hope that it's not as deadly as the first half of the 20th century was. There were, you know, triple digits of millions of people killed mostly by communist regimes, and here we are. Well, they may not technically be communists. We probably use that word just because more people understand that term. It's the technocrats, the technocracy, and it's going so quickly that I at the point where I just want to run out the clock and be out of here before it gets worse. But with what I'm seeing things advance so quickly. And like I said last time, the only thing that gives me some hope is that the AI that Martin Armstrong has says that Schwab will fail. And I really, really hope he's right. I think we might have time to touch on preparedness. And I, in a way, there's a little bit of a recap of last time. It was 2007 when I learned about the unfunded liabilities of Social Security and Medicare and just how bad a shape the country was in. And I guess we get to finish this up and come back from the break.
Yeah, Captain John Reagan's with us. And whenever Captain John Reagan is on the air with us, there's no smiles anywhere in the entire classroom. Front to back, side to side, there's no smiles. We'll be right back. This is free speech.
So. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, please continue.
Yeah, I just happened to be looking this morning, trying to figure out where do calories come from in the food supply. And I found out that worldwide 48% of calories come from grains. About 20% of that comes from, or 20% of total calories come from wheat. And about a third of wheat comes from Ukraine and Russia. And the planting season in Ukraine is early March for wheat. And if it's not planted by the 10th, there's not enough time to grow it. And we're obviously past the 10th now. That's going to be a big thing. I started looking up seed oil, and that's about 20% of calories. And I've talked how linoleic acid is destroying our health. Sugar varies widely. The United States is the top consumer, but you know, I've talked a lot about how sugar is bad for your health. So I'm looking at so much of the world's calories coming from the sugar, the wheat, the grains, and the seed oils. And that is what's driving so much disease, so that even if we wanted to try to get people healthy, the change that it would take for our food supply is just astronomical. And that's a part that, you know, even in survival and preparedness advice, you know, I've seen, you know, stocking up, they talk often about having protein, which, yes, protein is important. You need to make sure you have all the amino acids. But the part that's almost always ignored is the fat, especially the good fats. And you can't store those up because they go rancid. You have to be able to raise the animals. You have to raise the beef, grass-fed. You have to raise the chickens, not eating grains. And again, all of that takes this learning curve. You know, it's just like when you're trying to write the book, there's a learning curve involved in how you put this all together and make it work. And we just got to get at it. Anyway, I started in financial 2007. I learned about return on the EROI, energy return on investment. Learned that in 2008. 2010 is when I went to a homesteading class for 3 days when I found out how little I really knew. I'm still learning about health things. More recent that I learned about technocracy, the Great Reset, and the central bank digital currencies, where that's one of the things that we have to really push back on, because if we allow the United States to issue a central bank digital currency, our days of freedom are numbered. And then solar cycles is another one we didn't get a chance to talk about last time, and we'll talk about that in the second hour. Upcoming, there's been more information come out on COVID and the vaccines. And just to recap what we talked about last time, it's about 5% of the vaccines are responsible for 90% of the immediate adverse reactions. We see damage to organs, and in particular things like heart, lungs, and brain don't recover. We're seeing clotting, and one of the more recent ones we talked about was VAIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS, where after 2 to 3 years, your immune system gets so compromised that catching another pathogen, whether it's a common cold or something else, might be too much for your immune system to handle anymore. It really disturbs me. I've included some of these resources on there. What was known in this whole process and the shenanigans that were pulled on making it difficult to impossible to use drugs like ivermectin, and those work so well, especially when given early treatment. And if that had been allowed, there is no way they could have gotten emergency use authorization for these vaccines.
Yeah, we're going into next break, top of the hour. We got about 10 seconds or so. Just wanted to mention what you said about neon. You know, the manufacturing of silicon chips it requires neon, as we know. And if we have a solar eruption, and it takes out a lot of our infrastructure, it's going to be really difficult to make the new replacement chips. Think about that, class.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.